the legendary Joe Artinger. Perhaps I don't quite have it together because I'm whacked on cold medicine. That's right, whacked on over-the-counter cold medication. Anyway, let's get into the best of Don and Mike. Ah, let's play a little game, shall we? Don and Mike play with you, the listener, a little game called Where Are You Listening At? And it's the best of Don and Mike on 106.7 WJFK.
All right, the game being played. Where are you listening to the show?
Where are you? We've had people calling from all sorts of weird locations.
Started as the worst job that other disc jockeys were doing, a worst job thing yesterday, and how the hell are we supposed to know?
Yeah, I mean, you got to have eyes in the back of your head nowadays. You know what I mean?
And really, for us doing the worst job was just another way of doing
Where are you?
Right. Yeah. So we just changed it back to the original name.
That's it.
Where are you listening to the show?
Where are you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, the Philadelphia moment. Yeah. Every day on the show now we're trying to highlight Philadelphia.
Yeah, and lots of interesting stories coming out of the city of brotherly love.
Oh, yeah. Yesterday we had the mayor of Philadelphia saying that, making a very bold statements that...
Yes, the brothers are in charge.
The brothers are in charge. Yeah. And here's the story today as we once again, the Don and Mike show, saluting Philadelphia.
Hello, Billy.
Sign on a business in Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
We would rather do business with 1,000 Arab terrorists than with a single Jew.
Ooh, wow.
The sign is prominently displayed in the window of a business in Philadelphia. You would think that people would be outraged at the thought of such an inflammatory statement.
Sure.
One would think that anti-hate groups from across the country would be marching on this business.
I certainly would think so.
The National Guard might have to be called to keep the crowds back.
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe. Rioting. But in these stressful times, one might be tempted to let the proprietors simply make their statement. We are a society that holds freedom of speech as our greatest liberty.
I suppose.
After all, it's just a sign. And like the business in Philadelphia that has the sign, we would rather do business with 1,000 Arab terrorists than with a single Jew.
Yeah.
Goldberg's funeral home.
Figure.
That's our Philadelphia story of the day.
That is fascinating.
Got it.
Philadelphia story of the day.
That is very Paul Harvey-esque.
There you go.
Very. You see how you did that? You got me there.
Right.
See, because they want all those Arab guys to die.
Right.
Yeah. They don't want any Jewish people to die.
We'd rather do business with 1,000 Arab tourists than with a single Jew.
Wow.
And the sign is at Goldberg's funeral home.
Well, who doesn't want a terrorist to be dead?
Exactly. There you go. Ladies and gentlemen, that's a tribute to Philadelphia.
And a salute to Goldberg's funeral home. Isn't that funny?
Philadelphia's story of the...
So that's right out there in front of the big, 6 feet under sign.
Big, gigantic sign.
Just people.
Just people. That's right.
Gigantic sign. Okay.
People.
All right, here we go.
Wow.
Going to get a winner now.
Well, you know, speaking of funeral homes, so when we played Where Are You, we've actually had people that are in morgues and funeral homes.
Yeah.
The one guy that got fired when he was about to read the toe tag on the 80-year-old lady.
Didn't we have a guy that was, like, sending a body into the crematorium?
That's who I'm talking about.
Yeah. He was actually...
Does he remember reading the toe tag?
Yeah.
Duh.
All right, let's go to Kyle. Speaking of Philadelphia, listening on WYSP, calling from New Jersey, though. Hi, Kyle.
Hey. How you doing?
Thank you. And where are you listening to the show?
I'm in a back of a tractor trailer. I'm in the trailer. We get potatoes and we pack them. But I have the great job of getting the ones that come from Texas and their refrigeration breaks and they turn into liquid. It's the worst smell you can possibly imagine and it's filled with maggots, a whole tractor trailer.
Oh, so you're actually inside a tractor trailer filled with maggots.
Oh, my God. Now, Rob, what do you want to say?
A rotten potato is I've worked in a produce stand before. It is the foulest-smelling produce that goes bad.
So what you're saying is maybe this guy goes to the top of the list?
Yeah, this is nasty stuff. And when you throw maggots on that, how can you miss?
All right, so you're in a tractor trailer filled with rotten potatoes and maggots.
I'd take the horse ass over the rotten potatoes any day.
Wow.
All right, Kyle, right now you're in first place. Hold on, please.
I'll be honest with you. The rotten potatoes weren't doing it for me until he mentioned maggots.
Oh, yeah.
Hello. Don and Mike's show. Who's this?
Tommy.
Tommy, hi. Where are you calling from?
Rockville.
Tommy, where are you listening to the show? Where are you right now?
Right now, I'm in my truck at NIH.
All right, and what do you do?
The guy that called in about the specimen deliveries?
Yeah.
I totally deliver, like, HIV product, blood, cancerous cells.
Totally. Oh, my God.
Wow. The worst couple of things I've ran into just in the past, say, 6 months is delivering to, like, elderly people.
Yeah.
And I delivered a porta potty one time. Person was dead when I got there.
Wait. You're all over the lot here. What do you mean? You delivered a porta potty to someone? Like, what were you were delivering, like, a device to help them go to the bathroom?
Oh, they're dead.
Yeah, medical equipment.
Medical equipment, like
they were dead.
Like one of those plastic things that you sit up on top of a toilet?
I think you should probably stick with, for the purpose of the show, of where are you listening to the show, if you are delivering AIDS...
HIV. What do you mean, not delivering AIDS?
Well, you know what I mean.
I mean, there are people out there delivering AIDS.
You're delivering AIDS specimens.
So you HIV-positive blood specimens?
Seriously, biohazard.
All right, now, but when you delivered... The little, like, toilet aid. You walked into the house and the person was dead?
Yeah, when I showed up at the door, the whole family was there and they were telling me that they didn't need it because the person was inside dead. That's just one occasion. I also took a nebulizer to an old woman and the same thing happened.
And she was dead?
Exactly.
Okay, but right now... Well,
this is bad luck, Tommy.
While you're listening to the show right now, though, you're delivering AIDS. You're delivering AIDS.
Cancerous cells, HIV-positive blood.
All right, he's delivering HIV-positive blood and tumors.
Okay, hold on.
I have to wear the gloves, the mask when I go into places.
He might have just moved past the guy with the potatoes and the maggots, I think.
Pretty interesting. Keep those gloves on.
Hold on a second. Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Chelsea.
Hi, Chelsea. Thanks for listening. Chelsea, where are you listening to the show at today?
I'm a pet sitter, and I'm listening to it inside of a house of a dog that just had diarrhea all over the house. It smelled so bad and tracked it all the way up the stairs and all over his fur. And I do this all day long, pick up dog S all day.
In a house with
maggots.
Man, I'll tell you, I've been around dog diarrhea, and there is nothing worse.
All over the house.
Sorry, honey. I have to disqualify you. I'm sorry.
Yeah, you've been around dog diarrhea, haven't you, Don?
Yeah, I know. And our German Shepherd just went through a batch of it, like in the last 2 days.
Couldn't get the cheese into him quick enough, could you?
All right, thank you. Let's go to Joe. Joe, WNEW, New York. Hi, Joe.
How you guys doing?
Hi, Joe. We're doing great. Thanks for listening. Joe, where are you listening to the show at today?
In a manhole.
All right. In a manhole.
Always a good one. Where?
A street manhole. I'm sorry. Let me rephrase that.
Hey, you get extra credit for that one, too.
What's the location? What's the street address?
It's in Brooklyn.
All right. And what's down there? What's down in there?
Right now it's not that bad, but I had to pump out the hole and, I had a dead rat floating on top once. Maggots, worms, roaches.
Maggots, there you're going to get maggots. We have so many maggots on the line.
Maggots, worms, and roaches, so much fun.
All right, it's good.
All right, thanks. Hold on, Joe. Let's go to Rick, also from New York. WNEW. Rick, hi, Rick. Hey, buddy.
Hey, Rick. What's going on?
Hi, Rick. Rick, where are you listening to the show?
In the back of my truck.
We need more than that.
What's that? Okay, well, I get to pick up and deliver from old folks' homes, sheets, towels, everything just covered in human S and mate. Then we get to go, and then on top of that, I get to pick up dirty linens from restaurants covered in flies, maggots, and anything else you can think of that's disgusting.
There go the maggots again. That's
everybody loves the maggots.
So you run a linen delivery service, and you service nursing homes.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, when you get to be 80, nothing works right.
Okay. Tell me about it.
Right. Hold on, Rick. Let's go to...
All right. I'm just going to put down linen delivery service with S and maggots.
Jerry.
Hey.
Jerry.
Hey, guys. I'm under a good humor truck.
Under a good humor
doing
truck.
Doing emergency repairs on the ice cream trucks because of the weather change here. And the only reason they have me laying in the gutter is because I already have hepatitis. Well, the homeless... None of the other guys want to climb under the truck.
What? Wait a minute. You have hepatitis.
I have hepatitis C.
That's the bad kind,
that's
right?
That's the bad kind. I'm yellow.
How did you get hepatitis C?
Oh, we don't want to go into that. That was something back in the 80s. God knows how I caught it.
Oh, and so you clean the bottom of Good Humor trucks?
No. I do repairs, like heavy-duty truck repairs.
Well, what the hell does it have to do with your hepatitis C?
Because I'm laying in the gut. You don't understand. South Bronx by Hunts Point?
No, I get it.
Right up the block from us. The street cleaners empty their bowels, basically, into the street by the hydrants and the sewers. This stuff runs down the gutter, and God knows what's going on up there.
I know what this guy's talking about. So, and it makes sense that because the weather is warm, the ice cream trucks would be called out.
Right. Oh, my God. We've got 15 lined up. I'm laying on a plastic sheet, but it's not helping a lot.
You're laying in the gutter where people...
Yeah.
And you have the gangster disease, hepatitis. See?
Well, Mike?
Yes.
Where's your crap detector now? See?
Okay. He spins a good yarn, doesn't he?
He does.
All right. We'll
see,
do the first
he always puts in the hepatitis C type of stuff.
Hepatitis C, see?
See?
Okay.
Where's your crap detector now, see? I never get the burping guy.
Yeah. Hello, Don and Mike's show.
He's wily.
Yeah, I'm just doing a... response to the where are you listening to the program today?
Yes, I am. Who is this? Kevin? Where are you calling from, Kevin?
Yeah, I'm calling from Tacoma, Washington today.
Doing a
6-hour physical count on vehicles, rolling by on the highway in front of me. And, you know, sometimes there's no bushes, no trees, no leaves. Wind up in a culvert sometimes. It's just not a pretty situation all the time.
No, not the
that's a real dumb guy job.
Yeah, counting cars.
Just counting cars.
Yeah, especially when you're doing it on your hands.
That's like the stop slow guy.
Right.
You know, I swear to God, to this day, I still threaten my son with that. Like when he doesn't do his homework or something.
Right.
And when we're out driving,
right.
I'll say, you don't apply yourself in school. See that guy?
Mm-hmm.
Stop slow guy?
There's a worse job than the stop slow guy, though.
What's that?
They're in Manhattan, the guys that work those early morning parking garages.
Yeah.
You ever see those? They're the guys that are sitting with the flag, and they don't even look. They just sit there, and they twirl the flag. They twirl the flag, and I think they're told to just twirl the flag until their parking lot fills up. So they just sit there, even if you're not going to pull in there. And you ought to check that out.
Oh, no, I've seen
it. Because it's right on the way from our apartment.
I've seen the guy on 57th Street.
The guy just sits there the whole time. Just doing,
you know,
and it's almost, because it's like he's not waving it. He's just like, it's like going in a total circle. And they're all over Manhattan.
No, you're right, because at least with the stop slow guy.
There's something to do. There's a thought process.
When a car approaches, have to turn it to stop or to slow.
And what's amazing, I saw him one day. I was in back of a bus, and the bus was halfway up there. So he had no cars anywhere near the garage, and he was still sitting there, but right next to the bus, just sucking bus fumes and twirling the sign.
Hello, Alex. Alex?
Alex, speak to us.
Hi, Alex from New York. Alex, where are you listening to the show today?
I'm in my garbage truck.
Oh, here we
go. I'm a city sanitation worker.
Very good.
We love our sanitation workers.
You're a garbage man.
Yes, and your show's garbage. I went, hey, woo!
Oh, get out of here. That's my ass.
All right. See, now that's Jerry, the hepatitis C guy that caused that. It was a copycat.
All right, I think, what, why are we?
I give him a fan.
That was beautiful. Great call.
Boy, we got a lot of people.
You know what, Mike? I already know who I want to vote for.
All right.
I see we have more people on the line. But let's just deal with what we've had so far.
You want to deal with the update of the recent calls
that we've
got?
Who do you think are the best ones we've had?
Kyle is inside a tractor trailer filled with potatoes and maggots.
Right.
We have Tommy. He's delivering HIV-positive blood and cancerous tumors. I don't know. I guess he's delivering them to the lab for research.
Right.
We vetoed Chelsea, who was in a house covered with dog diarrhea. And we had Joe in Brooklyn in a manhole with maggots, worms, and roaches. And then we had Rick, who runs a linen delivery service for a nursing home and was complaining about the S-covered sheets.
Not to be confused.
There seems to be a common theme here.
People in the first round.
Yeah, the first round where we had Scott, who works 4 hours a day in a 30 below zero freezer. That's where he was when he called us. Greg, who called us from a porta potty where he was cleaning the Spanish walls of Spanish poop. And Steve, who was another specimen deliverer, he had George, who cleans the sewer with the chicken guts in it, and Matt, who cleans up horse poop.
All right.
Those are all of our contestants, Don.
I know who I'd like to vote for, and I don't want to influence anyone else, but I got to thank the...
Hello, I'm here with your aides.
Yeah.
I've got to think that for my money, the guy delivering AIDS and cancer.
I think you got to go with cancerous tumors and blood with HIV positive blood delivering that all day.
Buzz, what do you think?
That's my vote as well. There. HIV and tumors.
Rotten. Yeah, you can't argue with the hippie.
Between that and rotten potatoes.
Rotten potatoes was a close, very, very close second.
Tommy?
Yes.
Congratulations, Tommy. You have just won $500 American dollars.
Don and Mike, you guys rock.
That's for Tim. Thank you. Your $500 courtesy of Cox Cable of Northern Virginia. The best choice for movies, sports, and news. Over 250 channels available on the new Cox digital cable service. Call Cox Cable. Stop it, Rob.
You guys rule. 378-3499
for information. Hello, this is Tommy.
Yeah.
I got your AIDS. we're just doing the doorbell thing. We just love
the doorbell.
We love the doorbell.
Hi, your tumors are here.
Hey, you want me to do it before you hit the doorbell?
Okay, all right.
Hi, this is Tommy from Alert. I got your specimen out here.
There you go. Way to go, Tommy.
They open the door with gloves and a mask on, no joke.
Right. Really? So when you come a calling, they come to the door with gloves and a mask?
Well, when I go door-to-door, I generally have a mask.
He wears the mask.
Oh, you wear the mask. Okay.
Right, yeah. Oh, about, yeah, of course.
How about this? How about we can do the doorbell, and you go, hi, this is Tommy. Who ordered the AIDS?
Oh, my God.
Okay, you ready? Okay, here we go.
Hi, this is Tommy. Who ordered the AIDS?
Oh, God. You get many tips?
Oh, hold on, my friend.
Wow.
Hold on a second. Enjoy your $500.
And for God's sakes, don't spill anything.
That's how you play Where Are You Listening to the Show?
Fascinating. A lot of a biological theme today.
And also, a lot of those jobs, bad jobs to have, man.
Yeah, a lot of maggots, a lot of worms and roaches.
Christ, I'm thinking, if you're driving around with all that HIV blood and all that cancer stuff in your car, man, you better make sure that you've got a safety cushion around you.
I think what they do is they wrap it and they package that stuff very carefully. I think they're they call it medical waste or that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. They're very careful with all that.
All right.
Well, that's wishful thinking on my part. Right. They probably just put it in a Ziploc bag.
Who ordered the large cheese pizza with AIDS?
Oh, God. Oh,
man. Right here.
Man, it must have been that pothole I went through.
Man, oh, I know where. They put the smallpox in the glove compartment.
There you go.
You said it would only be 30 minutes.
Medical waste.
30 minutes or your AIDS are free. We will be back. Stay right there.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Goss's Garage with Pat Goss. Brought to you by BG Products. Weekends at 11 on 106.7 WJFK.
Before any emergency happens in D.C., register for text alerts with alert.dc.gov. As a resident or a commuter, you'll get information fast. It's easy. Sign up at alert.dc.gov. We need to hear from you so you can hear from us.
A mile to choose from. No need to travel far.
There's only one sure thing that Washington agrees upon this election year. That's where to shop for a new car. The Fairfax Auto Mile on Route 50 in Fairfax is clearly the people's choice. With more than 4,000 new and used vehicles to shop from every day of the year, 15 respected dealerships, and 22 brands to choose from, the Fairfax Auto Mile is the clear winner. With the incredible variety of cars, trucks, SUVs, and minivans at the best prices in the region, the Fairfax Auto Mile always outshines the competition. Add in a great price in combination with friendly hometown service, and you've achieved the American dream. Shop the Fairfax Auto Mile this weekend for your best buy on the remaining 2004 models, or come by the Patriot Center the weekend of October 16th and 17th for the Auto Mile Credit Union new car sale. On the web at fairfaxautomile.com or Route 50 in Fairfax.
The Fairfax Auto Mile, it's all right here.
Hey, fall's here, and that means it's time to put on your jacket, march through the leaves, and get right over to the big camera phone super sale at Verizon Wireless. For a limited time, every camera phone in store is on sale, like the hot new Audiovox 8910 camera phone. It's yours for the incredibly low price of just $49.99. It's an amazing deal. You can take and send digital photos, surf the web, text family and friends, download cool games, not to mention talk from more places coast to coast on America's most reliable wireless network. You'll get it all. Plus, when you pick up any camera phone, you'll get the LG 3200 color flip absolutely free. Each phone with new two-year agreement. Now's the time to get wireless that works. But hurry, because our camera phone super sale ends October 11th. Stop by Verizon Wireless today or call 1-800-2-JOIN-IN. Verizon Wireless. We never stop working for you. Subject to new customer agreement and calling plan. $15 activation fee, $175 early cancellation fee. Other charges apply while supplies last.
Tonight on America's Best Night of Television, CBS Thursday, one of the Survivor tribes will win a visit from a very special guest, and it's not a relative.
Here's the twist.
Oh, we're all very shocked right now.
New Survivor Vanuatu. Then, on TV's most watched show, a murder in a storm drain will take CSI underground.
200,000 service connections, 1,600 miles of pipe.
We gotta work our way up.
And just wait until you see what they find.
Get out now!
New CSI. Plus, on a dark, rainy night, a woman goes missing.
Highway in the middle of nowhere? I'd be scared and I'm an FBI agent.
Now, something she's been hiding is exposed.
Maureen doesn't have any secrets.
Everyone has secrets.
In a Without a Trace shocker.
We need an ambulance now!
Don't miss a new Without a Trace after a new Survivor Vanuatu and a new CSI.
It all starts tonight at 8 p.m. on WUSA 9.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Homemade Pontoon Boatmaker.
Mr. Homemade Pontoon Boatmaker.
What happens when you cross 10 discarded drum barrels with 2 sheets of plywood and a cast-aside barbecue? A pontoon boat.
We're boating and grilling.
It's a boat. It's a dance floor. It's a boat and a dance floor.
We're boating and dancing.
Throw up a string of tiki lights.